You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
I'm Tammy Rieger, your host for The Now Age, and we are going to explore timeless wisdom for today,
for tomorrow,
and for
The Now Age.
For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with The Now Age. And I am Tammy. Don't forget, this is radio the way it should be heard. So, you know, in doing this now for coming up on close to 4 years, there is one topic, believe it or not, that I have never discussed. And when I was growing up, my father always taught me one thing. He says, don't talk sex, politics, or religion. I've been a bartender, so that kind of threw part of that out. I'm a professional. Actually, all of them, I think. Don't go there. Then, as a professional psychic, well, that kind of rules part of that out, too. So, you know, I guess I'm just kind of hell-bent for this one. So I called one of my friends who is, we will refer to her as Reverend, to talk about religion versus spirituality. Now, that voice that you heard chime in from the Peanut Gallery, this is an ex-ordained minister, and that would be Larry Rieger. So it's always too infrequent that you're here, but I'm glad you're here to join me tonight, dear.
Me too.
And have my back and maybe protect me. And joining
you're on
us
your own.
Joining us on the phone is Reverend Melissa Leith. And Melissa is a tremendous author, teacher, advisor, counselor. She's my go-to person when I get stressed out because she's also the meditation maven. So, Melissa, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for such a brave topic. I'm happy to be able to help you with this one.
Well, you know, it's either going to be good or, well, I'll keep a seat warm for you. Yeah, you know.
My question is this. How do you become an ex-ordained minister?
There you go.
You brought it up. I'm not even going there.
We will leave it to the fact of political structure within the organization.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So see, oh, God, we could really, geez. Yeah, sex, religion, and politics. There you go. I've covered two within, 2 minutes?
30 seconds.
So, yeah, hey. It's a slippery slope we're on, isn't it? So, and I have a feeling, and I'm going to do this, and I know he's going to laugh at me, but Kahari is in the booth as the producer, so I know Kahari has a lot on thought about this, so if you have comments, you are more than welcome to join in, honey. Come on, you can do it. Libby is still here from This Is Libby, so if she wants to go home, you know, she can go home, but she can grab a mic, too. I don't care. It's going to be a sinking ship, and I'm not going down alone.
So, this is going to be good.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble, aren't we? Oh, geez. Yeah, so I'll save seats for all of us. So, Melissa,
I think I'll wait in the car.
What, you're afraid the Thunderbolts won't reach out there? Okay.
Melissa, oh, good idea.
Let's start with the real basic question of what is the difference between spirituality and religion? And then we'll just go around the table and we'll figure this one out. How's that?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Basically, what I have an understanding about is that, and we'll talk about a couple different things that have historically happened, but I believe religion is more of a structure for mankind,
okay,
whereas spirituality is the heartfelt manner in which we live our lives.
Oh, I like that.
That was cute.
That was pretty awesome, wasn't it? All right.
So that kind of, I think that'll give a basis for the whole evening.
Yeah, I think that's great. Libby, you want to add anything? Again, this is Libby Rand from This Is Libby right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Oh, this is good. I was shown as a child that religion was the way you express yourself to God. Your hands up, hands down, face on the floor. Your face is covered completely from head to toe. But that's all man's stuff. The Creator in my experience, doesn't require me to do any of that stuff. So I just follow his lead, and that's spirituality for me. It's simple. It's a child following the instruction of their parents.
Oh, it don't have to be difficult. We just tend to get in our own way, and then we think about it, and then we let our hummingbird asses override our alligator mouse. And yeah, see, it's less than 5 minutes, and I just threw in a body part. So
there you go.
I've covered all three topics there. All right, Larry, spirituality versus religion. While you're thinking about this like you haven't had enough time, Jace,
Do you want me to jump in or not?
Well, if listeners have any thoughts about this, the number to join us is 1-877-932-9766.
Well, I think a lot like what Melissa said. It's, to me, religion was more of a structured type environment.
Mm-hmm.
You went to church, you went to mass, whatever. Spirituality is living that thought or living.
Yeah.
Living the truth, living your life.
Yeah. For me, religion is the teaching, spirituality is the living. So, yeah. I think we're all basically saying the same thing, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm suddenly feeling better and my blood pressure's starting to come down that maybe it'll be okay. So, Melissa, as an ordained minister, you probably get asked this question a lot. How can you be a psychic and be a minister?
I found the easiest way to do that.
Don't tell people you're a minister. No, I'm teasing. Have me quit referring to you as one, I know.
Well, originally I belonged to a Methodist church. I was brought up in a Methodist church.
Oh, all raised Methodists, please raise your hands in the room. There, we got two more that went up. You know,
Baptist over here.
And you know, when you look at that word, method, that brings in ritual, practice, dogma. This is how you do it. Oh, there's a song like that.
That's the one. There it is.
And I was there because my parents were there, my sisters were there, my friends were all there, my classmates, and we all did stuff. We had projects and things we did. It was cool. But when I got to be an older teenager, I started asking questions of the minister and the teachers there. And
all the dreaded questions.
How dare you question?
And I think everybody that is listening to this program probably had that same type of scenario where you asked questions that were thrown out the window or ignored or changed the subject. And that's why I ended up leaving.
Or worse.
Now, you didn't even ask the question. The Baptist minister in our Baptist church was named Moses.
Oh.
You didn't ask.
Now, see, I would ask questions of him. I figure, you got a direct pipeline.
Didn't have.
Yes, truly Moses. Yes, he was.
You see, for me, I started Lutheran until they added that guitar thing, and my dad had a fit about it because to him, Lutheran was Catholic light. And guitars just don't belong in, the sanctuary, so we wound up going Methodist. But see, I was kicked out of Bible study as a child. Yes, I have two things I failed in my life. I failed Bible study and I failed gym in high school. I asked the question repeatedly week after week after week, who did Abel and Cain marry? And after about the fourth week, they said, don't bring her back. So, again, if anyone has the answer to who did Abel and Cain marry, the number is 1-877-932-9766.
I thought you weren't going to talk about that.
What?
Sex.
Oh. Well, I figure, if I'm going to do one or two, might as well do a couple.
They all kind of fit in there, don't they?
Well, we do have taboo topics, don't we? And evidently I'm just banging the heck out of them tonight.
You, to answer the original question, I later became a spiritualist.
So what's a spiritualist? So people are clear.
So a spiritualist, a spiritualism is a Christ or Christian-based religion that believes in the afterlife and that there can be communication between those that are still living and those that have passed on.
Okay.
But it is Christian-based. And that kind of made me feel comfortable at the time.
And, let's point out, too, that we're not picking on any one particular religion.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose if I can't say it, then
just religion in general.
Yeah. No, that's not what I meant. No. Because I think, especially here in the U.S., that one of the more common ones definitely would be Christianity. And I think for those of us that are talking, Christianity is going to be kind of our basis where we are now. But it would have laid kind of the ground rules for us. So, it's I think when you have those Christian things, and I believe the Bible is a beautiful book filled with wonderful lessons and teachings and messages. And my problem comes in when people try and interpret it for me and they interpret it in their favor rather than the general public's. Oh, that was called dead air. Oh, we're in trouble now, aren't we? I think Melissa might have hung up on me too. No, I know she didn't. So
just letting you talk.
Deeper and deeper and deeper. I got the message, yeah. No, I think sometimes, though, that people do misconstrue. And I really have a problem when but New Age people do this too. You know, they will use a line here or there and they twist it. And it's like, that's not what that whole paragraph said. Don't you be flinging out five words at me and then be pointing a finger because you got four more pointing back at yourself. But I think people are very quick to do that.
That's very true.
So,
and you can find anything in the Bible to verify your point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Would you agree?
Oh, it's done over and again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love the people that stand on one line and you go, what's that mean? And they just keep repeating the same thing. And I'm like, you did not doze off in Sunday school that day, did you? Just keep getting it over and over and over.
Very convenient.
Sometimes too convenient.
Being very nice. Very convenient. You know, Eve was just horrible, wasn't she?
She
was horrible. She ate that fruit and then she gave it to Adam.
And forced him to eat it.
And oh my gosh, and you know what? In the lineage of men and women, men still sit around waiting for a woman to give them something to eat. I wouldn't do it.
And women are still paying for that too, aren't they?
Well, it depends on what you want and whether it's worth the price.
This is the time that Larry is just very quietly sitting in place going, I'm saying nothing about this conversation. But it's in for me, too, it's really funny, especially with Christianity. You have Old Testament believers and New Testament believers. And then I'm like, but what about, oh, we don't talk about that book. What? It's like selective religious choosing. And it's like, huh?
Well, and isn't that how spirituality or the concept of that now has evolved? Because originally, back before the 20th century, in the old days, religion and spirituality were believed to be the same thing.
In theory, it should be.
Well, probably so. But